It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293CX 106.5, wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether on those particular stations, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, or anywhere in between. I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner, who is always with me.
Holly Baird.
Canning itself. Why should we can, or look at why we should can our produce, whether we grow it ourselves in the garden, buy it from the grocery store, or buy it from the farmer's market?
Right. So you may say, okay, we have grocery stores all over, convenience stores. I can go down the block and I can pick up, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, that's something my grandparents did. Why should I do that now? And I think one of the biggest reasons is because you're going to know what's in your food, which
right.
we've talked about several,
times. Not so much chemical-wise, but salts and preservatives, too, because a lot of this stuff has a lot of sodium in it.
Yeah. And then also, you don't even have to necessarily can. You can also freeze. There's some different fermentation things you can do. And even some vegetables will stay good in a fridge or even a cool area.
Without any preparation at all.
Right. So it's something that's something to think about, too, is how maybe you can save your food a little bit longer.
And with that being said, the canning is the extension of the harvest.
Right.
We're extending the harvest because if you pick strawberries today, you got about a 48-hour period before you can put those strawberries back in the compost pile because they're no good, because they perish that quickly. So whether you can them, freeze them, dehydrate them, whatever, true enough, refrigeration will expand that life of that vegetable or fruit somewhat. But canning was designed well before refrigeration. You know, this is back in the late 1800s is when canning really came to be. And it was a way of preserving that produce so you could have something to eat in winter, because there wasn't, you know, beans and barley or Woodman's to run to the store in 1897.
Right. So there's that reason. You may not need that now, but you never know what's going to happen. We live in Wisconsin, where during the winter there could be a bad storm. You could be left.
We live in Wisconsin when in the summer it could be a bad storm.
Right.
Yeah.
So there could be, you know, an electric outage, and then you could have food that's ready essentially to
and
eat.
It's not really prepping. It's just being prepared. I mean,
being self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient. I grew up on a farm in southern Illinois. It was a 15 to 20-minute drive to go to the grocery store if you wanted anything. So when you went to the grocery store, you just didn't go buy a head of cabbage. You went and made a list, and you went once a week, and you got everything. And if you forgot something, well, we'll get it next week. We didn't have the convenience, of just down the street or across the street.
Right. So then the nice thing about it also is that you're learning a new skill. Now, some people might not find that interesting, but I think that as a person, I like to learn new things, and that is something that you can learn yourself, and is something that you can kind of bring up in conversation. You know, bored at work, talking to coworkers, hey, by the way, I canned some pickles last night.
Even if those coworkers don't like you, they're going to ask questions.
Right. They definitely are. They're going to be like, what? So it's something kind of different in 2017.
Now with the canning, with anything, gardening, canning, auto repair, computer, whatever, there is an investment. There is some time that's put into it, and there is upfront cost. That's just the way life is. You're not going to, or I haven't figured out very many occupations where you can walk into something and they hand you a bunch of money and say, hey, it's yours, play with what you got. You know, you've got to put some time and money and investing into this procedure.
Right.
But the reward is that as you do it more and more, the cost goes down and down and down.
That's part of learning a new skill. Typically, if you're going to learn something new, there's going to be some sort of upfront cost, and that goes hand in hand with this. The other thing, even if you're not concerned about power outages or anything like that, it's convenient. If you have home canned food, it's going to save you money if you're going to the store and buying salsa every week or pasta sauce or anything,
pickles.
You have that there at your home. Say, like, you come home from work one day and you're like, I really don't feel like making dinner. You can crack open a can of tomato soup, make some grilled cheese, and you have
We can a lot of potatoes, and it's just very easy to open them up, warm them up for, we do it on the stove, but you can do it in the microwave for a couple of minutes, and it's good to go. You don't have to peel them. You don't have to heat them to make them soft. They're ready to go.
Right. So you're kind of preparing now, enjoying later, and it's a convenient thing. You think going to the store is convenient. Well, you have your store right in your house.
Now, like I talked about earlier, you may not have 3,000 acres to grow this stuff. But at the peak of summer, or as we're getting into the peak of summer, you know, it's easy to buy 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds of tomatoes at an extremely low cost compared to what it would be in December to buy store-bought tomatoes that we've all tasted, and cardboard most times tastes better than the so-called ripe tomatoes that we get at the grocery store in December. So you can buy in bulk very easily, and then prepare this stuff in canning, and you'll have it ready to go all year round. And we mentioned potatoes and tomatoes and pickles. There's a vast variety of hundreds of the other different types of canning recipes in which you can prepare your canned goods, your eggplants, your peppers, your zucchini, all of that stuff. That, you know, the tomatoes, the tomato sauce, and the pickles and the salsa. That's kind of the most common, obviously. Now, real quickly, and we'll get into the do's and don'ts in the next segment. But for people who are tuning in, who's never canned a thing in their life before, and maybe remember this as a younger that their family or somebody they knew canned, what would be the best thing that they could go and try to can to begin with? If they're going to go, hey, I want to can something this year because I think I should kind of learn this, what's the best thing that they can proceed to try?
I guess something probably like salsa or pickles or pasta sauce. Those are typically three things that are pretty easy.
And we don't have to have all this high-tech equipment. You can do what's called refrigerator pickling.
Right, you can do refrigerator
pickling.
It's
not long term.
You can. We did some microwave jam the other day.
That'll be out on the website tomorrow.
And that's not necessarily preserving, but that does, if you have a lot of berries, that's going to give you some jam for probably about a week or so. So that's something, and it tastes a lot better than store bought. That's for sure.
Right, and
it's a lot more fresh.
It didn't last very long.
No,
disappeared pretty quick.
Yeah.
So you know what you need to know, or you know, before you can. It's pretty simple, but it's one of these things you've got to pay attention. It's not, well, I can cut corners here.
Right, we'll get to that in the next segment. But so if you are thinking about doing some canning, and we'll talk about this in the next segment as well, just some good resources, but just make sure that you're always using your head, you're being safe, and that remembering that canning is a science. And you know, with the investment thing, if you cook in your home, you have like, I don't know, probably 75% of the things already that you need. You just need some other things, and you might even have some of that stuff you can improvise to make it into, you know, more for canning friendly.